I called Women's Aid England and they only had two spaces for me and my children. And I have five children with me. They had one place available in Edinburgh and another in Northern Ireland. With Northern Ireland, my brothers were living here, but I wasn't very familiar with the locality. My brothers to this day don't know that I was in Women's Aid. They think I stayed in a hotel for as long as I did. My children were very young when they went into refuge. To this day, they don't know why Mummy suddenly moved. To be honest, they're in kind of a fairy tale with regards to the issue that made me do such a drastic thing. They think they lived in a hotel. To this day, they think the Women's Aid workers are my friends. I have to create a bubble for my children. I'm not so confident to share my issue with them. I think I feel ashamed more than anything for taking them away from everything they knew. Sometimes I have to put extra effort into making their life extra happier. I do try to subtly educate, especially my girls, who I feel need more empowerment about domestic abuse in all its forms. I have experienced it from their dad, and I am more vocal. I have a sister in Bangladesh who has cut off her relationship with my mum, my very elderly mum, because her husband said, "You can't go to your mum's anymore." And I don't even know, that's not even religious. I don't know what kind of culture that is. And when I relayed that story to my 11-year-old daughter, she said, "Why would you do that? She should just leave the man. She's not going to get her mum back again." And I was just so proud of her when she had said that. And I just said to her, "Look, I don't want you to feel like you need to do anything for a man. If a man in your life, whether it's your dad, your brother, your uncle, your husband, someone that you love, if they don't empower you and make you feel happy or healthy in your process of success, don't be there. And Mummy's always here for you. As much as I can be, and as much as I'm alive, I'm here for you. I'm really proud of my girls for that, especially this daughter. She's quite the woman."